For the past few Sundays, we have been reflecting on some of the exciting vocation stories in the Old Testament. We have already looked at the vocation story of Samuel, and his vocation story provides us with three basic rules of discernment: the importance of spending time in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, the necessity of having a priest spiritual director to help us clearly discern the Lord's will, and our joyful, generous, and obedient response to God. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Last week, we reflected on Jonah's vocation story, the complete opposite of Samuel's vocation story. When God called Jonah, Jonah ran away to Tarshish, which is in the exact opposite direction of where God wanted him to go. And we asked ourselves, what is the Tarshish in my life? Where do I go to hide from God? But we know we can't run away from God. The strong feet of the hound of heaven always follows after us. This week, inspired by today's first reading, I would like to reflect on the vocation story of Moses. Now, unfortunately, we never hear about the vocation story of Moses on a Sunday. But you've probably seen the movies, right? The Prince of Egypt. Or you remember the Charlton Heston version of the Ten Commandments. Or the 2014 movie Exodus. So you probably know how God called Moses in a dramatic way. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro at the base of Mount Sinai when Moses saw a bush on fire. But it wasn't being consumed. So Moses goes over to the burning bush, and the bush starts talking to him. Moses, Moses, take off your shoes, for this is holy ground. And God said to Moses, I have seen the terrible affliction of my people, and I will send you to Pharaoh to lead my people out of Egypt. Do you know how Moses responded? I can tell you he does not respond as willingly as Samuel, nor is he a chicken like Jonah who runs in the opposite direction. Moses is a little bolder. He offers four excuses to God. First excuse, Exodus 3:11. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt? Who am I that I should be the mayor or the dean of students or the head of surgery or a parish trustee or the grand knight of the Knights of Columbus or the pastor of St. Francis Parish? Who am I? A man thinking about entering the priesthood always says to me, oh, Father, I'm not worthy to be a priest. I'm not worthy to be a priest, so I won't join the seminary. And I always respond by saying, you're absolutely right. You are not worthy to be a priest. And I'm not worthy either. I'm not worthy to change the bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood. I'm not worthy to absolve sins or to baptize in the name of our one God in three persons. You know what God's answer to Moses is? God says, I will be with you. That's his answer. I will be with you. God seems to say, Moses, you're right. You're not worthy. But the beautiful thing is, God has chosen you anyway. Jesus always picks sinners to do his will. You're absolutely right. You are not worthy, but God chooses you anyway. It's as if God says to you, I pick people who are not worthy so that my glory can shine through them. And so Moses goes, oh boy, I thought that was a good excuse. So Moses comes up with his second excuse, Exodus 4:1. But Moses objected, suppose they will not believe me or listen to my plea. Oh, that's a good excuse, isn't it, right? Why should I bother speaking up in the locker room when they're picking on my friend? Why should I tell my boss about this particular injustice? Why should I give my opinion at a council meeting? They won't listen to me anyway. What if they don't believe me when I tell them the beautiful teachings of the church? What if they do not listen when I preach about the wicked abominations and horrific sins of the modern world? They won't listen to me anyway. And God gives the answer in today's first reading. He says, whoever will not listen to my words which you speak in my name, I myself will make him answer for it. So God says it's their fault if they don't listen to you. God says, I'll make them answer for it. But it's your fault if you don't preach to them. How they respond isn't your concern. Your concern is to preach to them exactly what I tell you, both in season and out of season, whether popular or unpopular. And so Moses goes, oh boy, I thought that was a good one. And so Moses is bold and comes up with his third excuse, Exodus 4:10. Oh God, I've never been very eloquent. I am slow of speech and tongue. Oh boy, that's a good excuse, isn't it? When I talk to a man about becoming a priest, he has this excuse for me every time. Oh, Father, I'm not a good preacher. I'm not good with working with young people. I'm not really, really good with the elderly. I don't know anything about parish finances, so I can't be a priest. Right? Other people give this excuse too, right? Oh, I can't teach religious ed on Wednesday nights, right? Oh, I can't sing in the choir. I can't volunteer in the resource room. I can't cook for the Sunday lunch program. I don't have the necessary skills and talents for the assignment. And you know how God answers that? He says to Moses, who gives man his speech? Is it not I, the Lord? Go then. It is I who will assist you in speaking and teach you what you are to say. Jesus says, don't prepare what you're going to say beforehand. The Holy Spirit will be speaking through you and give you the words that you're supposed to say. So we come up with a very important principle, right? God does not call the equipped. He equips the called. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. You see, God gives you graces. He gives you the graces you need for the vocation to which he's called you. Whew. So after Moses' three excuses, I'm not worthy, they won't believe me anyway, and I don't have the necessary talents for the job, Moses tries one last time to get out of his vocation. His final excuse, Exodus 4:13. He says, God, if you please, send someone else. And God's answer, it says, God grew angry with Moses. Oh, this is common, isn't it? I can't tell you how many times the priest says to the bishop, send someone else to that parish. Send someone else to teach at the Catholic high school. Send someone else to be the chaplain at the hospital. Send someone else to work with the curia. Send someone else to be the director of the diaconate. We're great at this, aren't we? Send someone else to work at the funeral lunch. Someone else to be on the pastoral council or the board of trustees. Send someone else to work on the mission trip. Send my sister Penelope to do the dishes. Send my brother Skip to shovel snow. Send my brother Sylvester to take out the garbage. Send someone else. Just don't send me. But God doesn't want to send somebody else. He wants to send you. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And so Moses' four excuses teaches us a very important basic principle that goes like this. Excuses explain, but excuses don't excuse. Sorry, Mom and Dad, that I came home at 3 o'clock in the morning. We just lost track of time. Excuses explain, but excuses don't excuse. You've explained why you missed your 11 o'clock p.m. curfew, but it doesn't excuse you. You're still grounded.
My dog ate my homework. My little sister threw up on my math book, so I don't have my assignment today.
Excuses explain, but excuses don't excuse. You've explained why you do not have your homework assignment, but that doesn't excuse you. You still get an F. Every Catholic school teacher and parent will remember this phrase for the rest of their life. Excuses explain, but excuses don't excuse. Moses has given God four excuses why he cannot go to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt, but it doesn't excuse him. He still has to go to Egypt to talk to Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Yes, you're not worth it. Yes, they may not listen to you. Yes, you don't have all the necessary skills for the job yet. But that doesn't excuse you. God sends you. The Lord says, don't be afraid. I will be with you. And if God is with us, what else do we need? If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. No more excuses. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will.